The world of Greenheld looks so peaceful, spinning beneath us. Bonded as Min Shin, we were as close to invincible as anything had ever been, and with the combined power and intellect of humans, Leviathan and Ebion Domas, we understood we weren't strong enough to defeat our enemy, Life Killer, a damn god pretty much, in open combat, not even close. Yet we would fight. Ours was a resolution that would not bend, much less break. We must be enough because there is no other. The two Leviathan could hear the singing power of the Ebion Domas from far below, hidden in the oceans. And now there was an electric feeling, a shimmer across the surface of the water, and giant cities rose from the green liquid, towers and spires and curves and shapes that humans never dreamed. They lifted out of the seas, thousands of them, and launched into a glittering web around Greenheld.
Is our war shield,
our star current self said within the bond, a whisper awash in awe.
Never has it been so strong.
The Zara aspect asked, how many? And star current self replied,
all my people sing this, all.
Life Killer's enormous dark presence blotted out distant suns, and millions of Ebion Domas sang in their floating cities. Sound couldn't travel through space, shouldn't, and the Ebion Domas war shield was only partly made of sound. It was pure, raw power, and it fluttered through the bodies of both Leviathan, rippled over and past the Brookvis mech ships that followed them, and hit the swarming phage like a storm. Then it struck Life Killer, and the ancient god paused, as if pushing against a wall that wouldn't yield. Life Killer receded, the song of the Ebion Domas burning bright as stars against the skin of a dread creature from the oldest stories. Then the God King attacked and cracked that fiery silver shell with a lash of a black tentacle. For the first time, we felt the weight of Life Killer's psychic presence, and it carried the full mass of a universe, starless and heavy with hunger. Worse, it was beautiful. Even as it killed, it was gorgeous as a coiling snake, or so our combined senses insisted. As if it would be an honor to perish at Life Killer's command. Screw this, our Zara self thought, and it stung. We're not going out like this. Our Leviathan selves moved, circling in elegant spirals, slaughtering the disordered phage with massive tail strikes as we fired the physical weapons, many parts moving in harmony. Suncross and his Brookvis mercenaries wove complex patterns of light between us and arrowed forward, dragging a net of shimmering light that sliced apart the phage. The net cut free to drift on and wrap around Life Killer's pulsing form. It tightened, and there was a burst of cold fury that shouted,
"You dare to hurt me?"
And the net exploded into a billion sparks that died in darkness. Our Typhon shard struck with the full force of an armored barbed tail. It was enough to shatter a moon, that strike, and we felt the impact of it crack the core of our bond. One of us vanished, Yusuf. Another pulled at the link, fraying it, but the rest of us tugged back strongly. No. We must hold. The bellow of dark fury from Life Killer washed over us like a blast wave.
Do you think you can hurt me, little ones?
Life Killer's voice came in ripples of calm, and something in us stilled at the sound of it. Then our star current self shrieked, a discordant alarm that jolted us out of the spell.
He lies! He is injured!
Thousands of surviving phage swarmed and drowned both our Leviathan selves in heaving, stabbing bodies. We hit the console and shouted, "Suncross, kill these assholes!" We slammed our fist onto another control and braced for the pain as thick current blazed through our plating, frying many of the phage, stunning the rest and sending them spinning.